Dreamscape presents Hope on the Range by Cindy Madson, narrated by CJ Bloom. Chapter 1. A package from FedEx was rare around these parts, since most people in Silver Springs, Colorado, adored the postman they'd had going on 40 years and thought any other delivery method was akin to treason. Didn't matter that Gerald's eyesight was going, or that he often mixed up addresses and delivered the wrong mail to the wrong people, which was why Tanya had been so adamant about using another shipping method. Even in the privacy of her own bedroom, merely placing the order had caused her face to grow too hot. If one of the busybodies in town accidentally ended up with her package, she'd never hear the end of it. Especially since no one around these parts could keep a secret. Tanya's heart pumped double time, and she barely refrained from snatching the large padded envelope out of the flustered-looking FedEx driver's hands. A jingling bell filled the air as Winston, the three-legged goat Tanya had recently nursed back to health, hobbled over to see what was going on. The FedEx driver read off her name and, at Tanya's nod, finally extended the parcel her way.
This place wasn't easy to find.
Real sorry about that, she said. More to be polite, since being off the beaten path was pretty much the point of Bullhead Valley Dude Ranch. Admittedly, she was also distracted, her mind preoccupied with the contents of the envelope and keeping Winston from nibbling on the corner. Thanks to the peg leg she'd fashioned, the lopsided goat could get around well enough, and he mostly used his newfound mobility to eat things he wasn't supposed to. After she informed the delivery guy that no, there wasn't an easier way back to the main road, he left, and a hesitant sort of excitement rose. Tanya had learned to manage her hopes and expectations, but there was also that saying about desperate times and desperate measures. Unfortunately, that term fit her all too well lately. So this summer, she'd resolved to take back the reins on her own life. She did a quick scan to confirm she was still alone. Between the guests and the staff, solitude was a rarity on the Dude Ranch. A family of five had checked out shortly before the FedEx truck had arrived. There would be a new group arriving for a corporate retreat momentarily. And then there was the big shot CEO, who'd booked a cabin for the entire month.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?